Well, what's it like being here this week?
It's enjoyable. It's busy, but you know, this is once in a lifetime experience. It's good.
How did you prepare for the physical and the mental elements of this week?
Just through training, you know. As far as, of course, the physical side of lifting and all that type of stuff, but also just being on the board more, going over plays and that type of stuff.
Do you feel like you can play all three positions at the next level if you need to?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel like you evolved as a player throughout your time in college?
Say that again.
How do you feel like you evolved as a player in college?
Pretty good. Just maturity-wise, you know, it's just been good.
There's a lot of U.S. national team guys here. You were on that team a few years ago.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that week?
It was good. Just meeting all the guys. And, of course, we got some guys here from there. So it was good just being able to meet everybody. And then even if we didn't see each other for a good 3 or 4 years, you know, since then, come back here and be like, yeah, we played together. It was neat.
What are Sony and Chubb like as teammates?
they're great. They're two great running backs. They feed off each other. They play off each other. So they're just a dynamic duo.
Are they different personalities?
Different personalities?
Yeah, what are they like personality-wise?
they're both the same. They're both goofy. They're both smart. And
goofy and smart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible.
How much pride do you take in the success that you know those two in your
I take a lot of pride. I mean, it's just a good feeling just knowing that they're hitting what their goals may be as far as rushing yards, and they're getting national publicity for that. You know, I take a lot of pride in that. I mean, it's great being a part of that because I know without me or the rest of the offensive line, they wouldn't have gotten there. So it's good.
What have you learned about how important the guard spot is in the NFL, maybe compared to a year back? Like, the Aaron Donald, the action of the world.
Well, it's just very important. I mean, you get the nowadays you're getting more of the quicker guys. You know, they're not also just powerful; they're also quicker and they're able to work moves. So, I feel like now they're also looking for guards who's more athletic than probably in previous years. Just get your hands on quickest. I mean, you got to be fast.
Everyone talks about your athleticism and your versatility. Mentally, how do you approach the game when you're playing at different positions? Guard, center, tackle?
I just take it the same way. Of course, everything comes with preparation, but it's not like I have a different mentality if I'm at tackle than I would if I'm at right guard or something. You know, it's still all the same. You just have different techniques.
What has that transition been like for you to guard?
It's been pretty smooth. You know, in college and high school, I played it. So,
are you a guard? Are you a tackle? A lineman? I mean, how do you sort of define yourself in
lineman
position?
how are the teams defining you, though?
A guard.
Okay. Yeah. How did you succeed, though, at tackle? I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of speed there. Like. Mm-hmm. How did you succeed?
Just through practice. I mean, being at the University of Georgia, especially in the SEC, you know, I face the quickest guys at practice. So, you know, just having that time from spring up to season, fall camp, you know, I was going to get the best of the best pass rushers.
Which teams have you met with so far? Which teams have you met with so far?
If I could remember, I could tell you, but yeah, I mean, it's for the most part, it's just about everybody.
Have you met with the Panthers? Yeah.
Yes.
What was your most dominant game, and what do you remember doing from that game that set you apart from other? What was your most dominant game, and what do you remember from that game as far as what you did that set you apart from some of your peers?
I would say my most dominant game would probably be Alabama. And the reason why I set myself apart from some of my peers is just because later on in the season, I feel like later on in the season, my play actually got better. You know, a lot of times in college, especially when you hit that 15-game mark, you know what I'm saying, your body's taking that toll. So I feel like I shine better at the end of the season as opposed to the beginning of the season.
Back to the national team, how was it playing for your country?
It was good. It was good. So I was good to represent the country.
Now, how did you think that developed right before you got to college? How did that help you develop before you get to college?
Just getting a feel for everybody. You know, being a part of that team, you got a chance to go against guys who you may never go against again. You know what I'm saying? And especially playing another team from a different country. I mean, it was good.
As Ron Colin Smith, the SEC, as a defensive conference by all games, if that's after, how much do you think that's helped you in your progression, your development as a linebacker?
I feel like it helped a lot. Just like I told him previously, that, you know, you go against the best of the best week in, week out, so you're always getting somebody's best, and even if you're playing a school who's not in the SEC, you're still going to get their best because you're a school from the SEC. Yeah, yeah.
Isaiah, what about dealing with Roquan Smith in practice? And what's he like on the field and off the field?
On the field, fast, physical, so quick. And off the field, I mean, he's laid back, he's chill, very smart.
You get a chance to meet with the Cowboys yet?
Yes, I do.
How do you think that you would fit? Obviously, they have a lot of big name offensive linemen. How do you think you fit with that group?
What do you mean? Like, position-wise, it's just in general.
Yeah, just playing alongside of guys like Lyle Collins, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Tyron Smith. What would that be like, I guess?
I think it would be good. You know, it's always good to play against those with those type of guys, I mean, who has that type of experience under their belt, and it's doing pretty well for, you know, where they're at.
Have you watched much of their tape or their offensive line before or anything like that?
Yes, sir.
What have you thought of them?
It's just nasty. I mean, they all work together as one unit. I mean, they all get a job done.
What's the word that would best describe your
game? The best word?
Yeah.
You get two words. Relentless finisher. I feel like the more hits somebody take, or those little shoves after the play, or, you know, I'm taking you away from you chasing down the ball, you know, that's just later going to add up when the game comes third, fourth quarter.
What stands out to you the most about the 3-4 days that you've been in town, just this experience?
What do you mean?
Just what's made the biggest impression on you, whether it's a meeting or the medicals, just this whole process?
I would say the meetings. I really enjoyed the meetings just because you get a chance to see everybody's, you know, different type of coaching style. And you get a chance to get a feel for the coaching. You know, even though it's a quick meeting, you still get a chance to get a feel for them and their terminology and what they pride themselves in as an offense.
How many teams have you met with so far? How many teams have you met with so far?
About 12.
So Georgia likes to run.
So Georgia likes to run a heavy mix of both power and zone running schemes. What do you prefer, zone, inside zone, outside zone, or it's more of the power man blocking stuff?
I would say inside zone just because we ran it so much, and also inside zone, it gives us a chance to be more physical as opposed to outside zone. Outside zone, you may go 3-4 steps or the whole play without having to touch nobody, you know what I'm saying? Inside zone, you kind of force the.
Who's the better IZ runner, Chubb or Michelle? Who's the better inside zone runner, Chubb or Michelle?
That's
possible.
Pride in that,
yeah, of course.
What was that like when Nick Chubb got hurt, when he had that knee injury, and how did you see him?
Of course, it was sad. You know, you hate to see anybody get injured, but especially a guy like him, and to see how hard he worked before that, it was kind of hurtful. But it also gave us a chance to not only myself but the rest of the team to also work harder for him. You know what I'm saying? But his progression after—I mean, you couldn't even tell he'd been injured.
Is that a chance for Sony to kind of become the guy?
Was it a chance?
Yeah, I mean, how did you see Sony kind of take advantage of that chance?
He skipped a beat. I mean, those two guys that I've been, like I said earlier, they're a dynamic duo. They're never the two selfish guys who's like, you know, I want more cares than you or whatever. They share the load, so nothing really changed.
What's it been like for the three of you guys to be kind of
It's been great. We're all close, so just being able to talk about each other's experiences has been great.
Getting back to that outside zone, how does that showcase your abilities for getting you out in space, throwing blocks on smaller linebackers that have players like that? How does it showcase your abilities?
It just shows you my versatility and my quickness, because a lot of those guys, just like you said, are smaller and they're a lot quicker. So being able to showcase that I can get out there and get my hands on quicker, is good.
I'm not going to ask you who's better out of the three, but you got guys who are a little bit different. Whereas you look at Swift, he's a little bit quicker. How does that kind of change what you have to do as a blocker, sort of like getting to the block?
No, not really, because a lot of times this year me personally, I don't pay attention to who's in the huddle. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, I didn't know who scored until I see that jersey. until I see 1-27-7. So it don't really affect me.
Isaiah, have you met with the Giants or Jets while you've been here?
Yes.
Both teams?
Yeah.
Informal or formal?
One formal, and then the other one was informal.
Can you tell me which is which?
How about Philadelphia? You got to meet with the Eagles. Did you get to meet them? Because you mentioned coaching styles, how you can kind of feel that out. Did you get to meet Coach Stout?
Yeah.
What did you think of
that? I enjoyed it. He's good. A great coach. Yeah. Awesome. Pretty often, we kind of ran our inside zone out. Tackles kind of in 2 point, 3 point. So, but we normally have our hands in the dirt. Yeah.
Jose, who's the best player you went up against this season?
Probably number 31 for Oklahoma.
Why?
Just a quick twitch guy. He was one of the guys who the whole game he had to stay on your toes because he pulled anything out of his bag.
He's not getting much love here as a draft prospect. Isn't that surprising?
I mean,
he plays like a first-rounder, but I don't see anybody.
I can't say.
Being small, is that bothering him? Is that a problem for him?
I'm not sure. He's a good player to me. He's a good player.
What's the toughest place to play in the SEC?
Toughest place? Ooh. Auburn.
Why is that? Why is that?
They're fans. They have some good fans, and the fans get involved in the game.
You mentioned the meetings and kind of pressure level. Any strange questions, anything that's kind of stood out in those meetings for you?
As far as question-wise?
Yeah, as far as questions, what they're asking you to do or talking about.
No, not necessarily.
How would you describe how those go for you? Did you prepare at all for those meetings at all beforehand?
Yeah, of course I did, but I mean, for those type of meetings, the only thing that you can do is kind of look at your what you would call your best games, and then also just know your playbook. But other than that, there's no way to kind of prepare for it because you can be asked any and everything.
You don't have to really go back and look at your playbook. It's still in your head.
Yeah.
Have you met with the Jets or the Giants?
Yeah.
How was those meetings with them? It was good. Did you like the coaches? And
enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
What stands out to you about that championship game with Alabama? What do you think about the matchups you had?
On the offensive line?
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, they have a great defensive line, and I feel like our offensive line, we played real good. One of our best games as an offensive line unit.
Who stood out across the line for me? Who was the toughest guy to make a block?
The D line?
Yeah.
De'Ron Payne.
What is that for now?